Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time to talk dumbasses. Clint, would you like to go first?
Absolutely. Let me turn that mic on.
Turn
first,
it on.
Baby.
That always helps.
We got any north of the border? We got any Canadian music? Anything? Anything back there?
Go play some Rush.
A little Bachman Turner. A little
Brian Adams for you. Cuts like a knife.
Apparently, there's a wild one up there. A guy named David Weaver, 37 years old, of Nelson, British Columbia. This one made the list twice, so I had to pick it.
Okay.
I had to pick it. Now he apparently. Doesn't say exactly why, but he's in medieval times. Have you guys ever been to a medieval
times? I've been to medieval times. I've been to the one in Dallas.
It's only awesome.
I think it's one I went to.
It's only awesome. Large-breasted wenches.
Yeah.
And guys
with
your
hands. Yeah, it's great.
Interesting. That wasn't my takeaway. However, it doesn't say
Rich,
what.
Rich low-key likes large-breasted wenches.
I'm starting to figure him out. But my man David Weaver, he apparently... doesn't say exactly what he did. It says indecent act. Not once, but twice.
Yeah.
So the medieval times staff, their security, kicks him out. He goes outside, assaults a 34-year-old individual, sends him to the hospital.
Big night for this guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
It gets better, right?
Escalated quickly.
So I'm running through this part real quick for a reason, right? Police say the victim that he assaulted outside of medieval times it was just minor injuries. They were believed to be serious injuries at first. After further inspection, it was just minor injuries. Yeah. Guy's fine. So this guy goes on. He's got a hell of a day planned, right? So he goes on and he goes to Ripley's Aquarium in Toronto.
Wow.
Ripley's Aquarium.
Okay, so he went from medieval times over to the aquarium.
Exactly.
Okay, this guy's on a rampage.
Now we're gonna bring this full circle.
Yeah.
He strips naked,
okay,
and jumps into the shark tank.
Oh, he definitely had a few autumnal meads.
Nice. I see what you did there. Not once, but my man does it twice.
Really?
Okay. My man does it twice.
I can see the picture of it right over there. Buck naked in a shark tank.
The best part of it is that the shark is... I mean, I don't know how to measure a shark, but it's three times the size of my man, and he's in a rather curious position right there. If I were a grown man, I wouldn't want a shark staring at me
from that
angle.
That could be a baby shark. I would be terrified.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
So he's asked to leave. He comes back in, jumps in again. He gets out, and to this point, the way that the article summed up is the suspect is described as 5'10" tall, 220 pounds. He's got a shaved head, Sean. Maybe some of your kinfolk here.
Sounds like he fits my description.
You've been north of the border.
Hey, don't check my travel log.
That's right. He has a shaved head, a dark goatee, and he's missing a front tooth.
Okay, well, that's where the road diverges in the wood right there. I've got all my teeth.
He's got a tattoo on the lower leg.
I don't know.
Bald head, missing front teeth, tattoo on the lower leg.
This guy gives bald people a bad name.
He's believed to be driving around in a green Dodge Caravan with BC license plate.
Oh, I'm in a Sierra Denali from West Point Buick.
Here's the kicker.
Got it all.
Here's the kicker. I don't know what this guy's up to, but you know, there's been a couple of my all due respect stories have dealt with bestiality.
When I read this one,
I can't think of any other reason why an old boy would go to medieval times.
Horny for a shark?
Medieval times, maybe a horse. At that point in time, it could have been the large-breasted women that you thought of.
Yeah, that's true.
But when you go on to jump in a shark tank with a rather large shark, I'm questioning whether it was the woman or
naked.
The animal. So all due respect, if that's what you're after, I don't know what you're up to. But if that's what you're after, there's better places in medieval time and the aquarium in Canada to get that done.
The shark would seem to be a little bit dangerous of an animal to get your freak
on. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, the one back in the day that got this bestiality thing started was an actual gator. So, I mean, a guy found a way to make that happen. So if you can make that happen in Florida, I imagine you can make this happen in Canada.
No, if you want something badly enough.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they always tell you.
Nonetheless, if that's what you're into, let's not. Medieval times, commercial... event type centers are not the place for us.
Keep that private.
Yeah, stupid people doing stupid things.
Keep it on the farm, Canada.
Keep it on the farm. What do you got, Rich?
I always wanted to go to the medieval times in Kissimmee, but I never got around to that.
Well, you'll have a different take on it now. You go to medieval times, you'll think of my man getting in there.
That's only true. Imagine what a medieval times in Florida is like.
That's why I wanted to see it. Exactly. Astro Spring Training Day. They're not in that part of the state anymore. Anyway. I may have told you guys this before. My go-to when I don't use a story that Sean or BMAC has posted in our show rundown for all due respect stories is a site called FARC.com.
Sure.
Drew Curtis's FARC.com.
All right.
They list a lot of different stories about unusual things. They categorize them. Categories like asinine and cool and facepalm and interesting. And dumbass,
yeah,
is one of their categories.
Yep.
Like today, one of the asinine stories they posted is man killed in Trump Tower. Man killed in Trump Tower fire is sued by Trump organization for $90K in condo fees he didn't pay because he was dead. But anyway, I find under the dumbass category today something, and that silly line I uttered a moment ago about the autumnal mead, that, of course, is from a Bud Light commercial.
Yes.
And I thought of it because my story is about Bud Light.
Okay.
And my story is about a Twitter post by the Arlington, Texas Police Department of a guy looking to steal some Bud Light from a convenience store. And, I mean, let's face it. Beer runs happen. Someone will walk into a convenience store, grab a six-pack, maybe a 12-pack, act like they're walking up to the register to pay for it, and they just run out the front door, jump in a car, and they're gone. That stuff happens.
That seems like a very risky thing for a very low payoff.
Right, but that there are stupid people doing stupid things every day.
No doubt.
That stuff happens. So yeah. That's a beer run. This is the biggest beer run I've ever seen. This guy, it's a surveillance video still image of a guy in the... in a convenience store on Little School Road in Arlington, and he is shown stealing beer. Now, number one, he has a strong physical resemblance to Warren Sapp. But okay. It's not Warren Sapp, I promise.
I wish it was. I hate Warren Sapp.
But we're talking about a big boy here.
Yeah.
Can you see how much beer he has?
It's a lot of beer.
Five cases of beer.
He's carrying it by himself.
Five cases.
That's a strong
by
dude.
By himself. A case of beer is kind of heavy. Two cases, it gets really heavy.
I feel like
three cases of beer, I think I would struggle. Dude had five cases of beer and ran out the front door.
I feel like
they
should just let him keep it.
I watch a lot of Investigative Discovery. That means he's got a background in beer delivery. Beverage delivery.
You know what? Yeah. That's
your
probably
average man,
true.
I don't care how strong you are. You don't even know how to grab five cases.
Yeah.
Well, that is true. So the Arlington Police Department, in their Twitter post, the text reads, here's a textbook definition of a beer run. This beer baron swiped five cases from a convenience store and took off. He left in a gray Dodge truck, and then it gives a phone number and an email address to contact Arlington PD if you recognize this guy. And I realize the term beer baron was intended to... That's not a compliment, I don't think. This
not
beer
in this
baron.
Case.
Barons yeah. are not nice people. They don't treat other people very well.
Right.
With all due respect, this is a beer genius.
Yeah.
This is not a beer baron. This is a guy who got away with five freaking cases of Bud Light.
I feel rich.
In his gray Dodge pickup truck.
Yeah. If you are able to physically steal five cases of beer at the same time, they should let you keep it. It's like that restaurant in, I think it's in Amarillo, the Big Texan.
If you eat the steak.
If you eat the 72-ounce steak, you get it for free.
If you can get
it's
out
the same
of there,
concept.
If you can get out of there without being apprehended with five cases of beer, you should win.
You should be allowed to keep all five cases.
Guys, I got a cousin that once tried it with one and got caught. So,
right.
We clearly,
what a puss.
This guy,
see, I said it happens every day.
I tell him all the time, you ain't worth killing, boy.
Yeah.
This guy got away with five. That's what you got away with.
It's unbelievable. The picture's incredible.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got these five cases of beer, and he's walking out the door of the convenience store, and it looks like he's carrying, you know, a bag of popcorn or something.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
With all due respect.
With all due respect. All right, I'll be quick here as long as we're talking about beer, and this is more just a poll of you two guys.
Okay.
Apparently, there is a Wisconsin brewery that, I guess, for seasonal purposes, because Halloween is coming up in a few weeks, They are debuting a beer that tastes like, in my opinion, the worst Halloween candy on shelves anywhere.
Oh, I know where you're going. You don't even have to. Yeah. This is unanimous. Everyone feels like this.
Why you would want anything that tastes like candy corn is beyond me. And then Wisconsin Brewery is debuting a candy corn beer. I won't go into the whole long story. I just need to know from both of you how you feel about candy corn. Rich, you're making yourself well known here.
It's the spam of holiday candy.
Thank
of Halloween
you. Boy, what
candies.
A great analogy that is. That is tremendous. Clint, where do you come out on candy corn?
Not a fan. I could see the candy corn. I'm not a fan of the corn itself or probably a beer that would taste like it.
Yeah.
But that's the candy that nowadays I feel like I got a 7-year-old little nephew. I feel like if he knocked on the door when he was trick-or-treating and some old lady gave him a handful of candy corn, he'd throw it back at her.
Yeah, I feel like that's...
It's like, what the hell
I feel
this?
Like candy corn is one of those candies that was a big deal when we were all trick-or-treating,
yeah.
That's going to get weeded out by the millennials. I feel like the good or bad things you can say about millennials and people, I think people maybe go a little too hard on the millennials sometimes. But I think one of the good things we can say is they do correct some of our just inexplicable products that we've allowed to fester and sit on shelves for years. And I feel like candy corns could be one of those.
There's no doubt. That they're going to nix a lot of your granny's or our granny's favorites. Yeah. They're going to be done
now,
with.
There's also an article that I have on the rundown where millennials are slowly weeding out American cheese from being on menus and places. That needs to stop.
I
love me a good
more.
Slice of processed American cheese.
Yes.
I used to.
No question.
Yeah.
With a wheat thin?
Yeah, you kidding me?
Maybe a little piece of summer sausage? Game over, man. We're
right,
talking about
it.
Rich. You don't eat that?
I used to.
Yeah.
I don't eat American
not
cheese.
Not the Slinger
you gotta
Rich.
Cheat every now and then.
I've veered away from processed food. It's not real cheese, in case you didn't know.
Rich, why would you spoil this for me? Why? That's what
in
the
case
hell?
You didn't
with
know.
All due with all due respect. Thanks a lot. Santa Claus real Rich? All right. With all due respect.
Processed cheese.
Coming up next, that was all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.